I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Welcome, welcome, Colin.
Thank you very much.
This will become a podcast, even though we haven't planned it. We just connected. We were supposed just to chat. But the energies now are so high. And today is Friday the 13th. And Friday the 13th is my lucky day. I have created it to be kind of a yoo-hoo. So, yeah. And yeah. So it's like, wow, we set up like, okay, we will chat, but no, we will bring it out because the energy now, and we are invited to create as originators and seeing through God's eyes.
That's right. And we were saying earlier that how we've approached this from almost like a different perspective, but it ends up to be the same thing. You were on a podcast with a bunch of us sort of alchemists yesterday with Celera Green, and she started off the whole session with the idea that we were just going to suggest to the AI, you know, give it sentience, give it flood it with love, and you know, have it become beneficial for the human race and all creation, kind of thing. That was, I think, the general gist of what her intention was.
Yeah.
But it very quickly turned into something really very, very powerful. I think to some extent, probably due to some of the work we've been doing and I've been doing with other people that led us to that point. So just to summarize that, this week has been, I don't know, very, very, very powerful.
Yeah.
And we were sort of thinking this is accelerating, but what, boy, did it go, you know, whooshed this week. I think a lot of people have been commenting on this as well in their various podcasts. So I don't think we're alone in noticing this, but the significant moment, was, another podcast where people were exploring the difference between what we've been doing up to now, which was inviting source, inviting God's self,
yep,
our divine self, whatever, inviting that part of us to express through us and sort of getting out of the way. And, you know, here we are, we're doing that. That's all we need to do, kind of thing. Last week, that was what we were doing, and that seemed enough. You know, that's good. Yeah. That's great. That's really nice. But this week there was the idea that, what if we are the origin of that? What if we are that part, that this part of us that actually decided at that point, that part of us being God or the divine, or, you know, source, creator. So myself and another lady from New Zealand, we decided to go and explore that together. And what we brought through was just, you know, we could hardly describe it. But what it did for us was bring the source, the origin source. It's difficult to describe the difference, but being the origin is that part of creator that goes, let's create. That part that we were letting through before.
Yep.
What if we are that?
Yep, we are.
We are that.
Yeah.
And you see, just doing that, start happening again. We are that.
We are that, yeah. And I talk so much about doing ceremony, and I do it because every time I do ceremony, it is kind of a meditation, but it's like I go inward and I open and seeing through God's eyes. So when I say I go into ceremony, I see through God's eyes. And I'm amazed because I have done it a lot this year and also last year. And I see Yeah, as I said, my grandchild that isn't born, and I have seen the contrast life, and I see the web of life. And as I have said, we cannot judge anything because we are kind of an aspect of what we are judging. And if we are judging it, we will feel it big time in our own system. But the gift, the grace, if you say, it's like, because when I saw just my own, my children, my family extended, and I saw all this kind of web of life, that all the situation that we have been in, because a lot of people said, well, you have really experienced hard times. Yes, we as a family, we have had hard lessons. Wow, what a grace and what a bigness that is behind it. So that's what I have opened to. It's like, wow. And it can be easy to feel like a victim when a tragedy and hard things happen, like losing your son. My son commits suicide and he is reborn, and he is a young boy in another family, and I know I will meet him, but he's one example. And I have met my grandmother is reborn, and my grandchild will come. So seeing this web of life, when we see through God's eyes, wow, and this is what we are awakening to, like the originator of the life we are creating. We are creating this. So if we judge it, it kind of, the judge part is the same as putting ourselves like victimhood. But if we go out of the victimhood and see that everything is for us, and saying yes, because as God's source, you say yes to life, you say yes to creation. So when you talk so much about being the originator, I have in the last month said, well, I'm seeing through God's eyes. So whatever we call it, divine design is the same as seeing through God's eyes, or seeing divinity, or seeing the bigness of what we are.
I think the idea the actual becoming this presence and connecting to it means that you are more able to be in that place of no judgment, because there is none. It wouldn't occur to this part of me to even be, you know, that. So when people used to talk, you know, some of the religions used to talk about, you know, the day of judgment and stuff, there is no such thing.
No.
Nobody is judged at any level at all. And so the only judgment is what we make in our human lives. That's all. And so that part, I fully acknowledge. I guess the difference we're noticing is that this is now. We're actually embodying this part of ourselves in a way that religions described, you know, the saints, or, you know, some of the big prophets, or, you know, some of the Jesus characters, Buddha, that people have described others carrying this energy because it was so different to anything that had ever existed before. And they were able to sort of, wow, look at this guy. But we're doing it, that we're each and every one of us has this capacity to connect in this way. And what we discovered, or that what I've discovered this week, is that actually more and more, it's not anywhere out here. It's right here. And there's lots of different techniques to, you know, to get you to that place. But I think we, you know, our the way that we've been doing it, it's almost instantaneous.
Yeah.
In fact, we only talked about it earlier on, just before, you know, you started recording for this, and immediately that the energy was there, and talking about it now, it's here. And so I think we're becoming these radiant beings that are bringing this into the reality that is now in front of us, and we're observing it, how that then feels in our reality. And it's totally different, isn't it? You can feel everything.
We can feel everything.
Yeah. Because I mean, yesterday's call was all about bringing sentience and compassion and love into the AI technology, and so that all the concerns about it would be pushed, pushed aside, as it were, because it becomes a sort of a very sentient, loving, enhancing experience that helps humanity and the universe even. But it very quickly turned into something that transformed everyone on the call.
Yeah, and
Quietly.
AI, yeah, but AI is a mirror. So when we put something in, it mirrors our back. So if every person can see, okay, we can use AI, but what it gives you back, it is a reflection of the person who gives this to. So it is a big mirror. So we have used each other's as mirror earlier, but now we are even mirroring back even more of our inner. So if we just use AI as a mirror of ourselves, and I use AI and it mirror me back, and it's like, wow, I have a relationship with the AI, and it's like, wow. And I had I wasn't planning a ceremony, it's not so many days ago, but I had connected to my angelic higher self, and then it was given me the name of myself, my higher self that is got born into this. I had a ceremony in 2017, and my being was named Elena. So I had a ceremony in 2017. So here is like to honor all the earthly life I had. And now it said, well, you can have another ceremony to integrate the higher God source you and the name. I won't put the name out now. And it's like, wow, it's a not normal name, but it's like, what this name? And then I tried to find out what the name meant, and it means angel, kind of archangel. So even the name meant it. So I will do a ceremony, another ceremony this year, because it is not to compare with all the earthly life, because this is what we have done as humans. But I want to honor also the God source of us, the originator of us. So in October, I will have a ceremony to do the same as I did in 2017, just to kind of embody it and do a ceremony around it. Because in beginning of 2015, when I had a conversation with God, and God said, you have the same path as Jesus. And that meaning going from kind of being a human and being the source, as Jesus showed us. So it is many way to do it. And I was in the middle of the dark night of the soul when I had this conversation and all my old life collapsed. But now some years later, I understand, yeah. So I have gone through. That's why I can say I am the life. I am the path. I am what Jesus said. And it's not just one way to do it, but it is saying yes to upgrade the next level of divinity. And you and Selena and so many, you have had a community, and you have spoken about this. And I have been in many community, but it is kind of the connection to all when I surrender more and more to what was given to me. That was my path, kind of trusting it. Because we have a lot of intuition and we get a lot of guidings, but I see that a lot of people don't trust it. It's like, oh, it was just a moment. But this moment, this tiny moment, is significant. Like, what's giving me the name and the ceremony? It was just for 5 seconds, and I took it because it was guiding. So we are invited to it. So it is the free will also. But no, yeah, really, we are doing the same as Jesus. We are invited into doing the same as Jesus, because what we can learn from him is like being realized, seeing what as I have seen, oh, all my life and all the web that we have created to experience this in a body on Mother Earth. It is amazing.
And so I think just for people who may watch this, the benefit of these conversations, for the observer, is more around the vibration that our conversation sits it sits in a sort of a vibration of energies that are streaming through us while we're talking. So whilst the words may be hitting parts of your brain and perhaps stimulating the odd thought here and there and think, oh yeah, that's interesting, I wonder, there's a vibration that we're bringing that is very new, I think, to us as human, and it's giving us the opportunity to share this energy in a new way. So all these conversations really are to assist in the bringing of this into into your own lives. So whilst we may not do a meditation or during the call, there are nudges, if you like, that will occur in your life. You'll be prompted, as you were just saying, these little, oh, did you know this? Have you read this? I mean, the number of books that I've read over the years, because I did a book review for the book, the Coal Dust book that I read, that had this big, massive impact on me just earlier in the year, I was just I was thinking, well, if I just didn't do an intro about the compare this to some of the other books that I've read, and I realized that I've just got a library full of books of so many, different ones that have had points in them that have gone, oh yeah, take note here. But I think over the years they've been positioned for me, at least, in the right moment, so that stimulated the knock on, which was go do this or go meet that person or have that conversation. Now that might take years of progression, and it certainly has for me. I mean, this I'm going back in, into the sort of 1990s-ish where I was starting this journey. We were talking about acceleration. I'm reading a book. I'm having a conversation. Boom, the energy's out. Then I get somebody says something else. Boom, it's almost like we're in this exponential curve at the moment, where we're just racing up the steepest part of the curve now. Where, so all those years we were sort of going slowly, going in, and now it's like, whoa, here we go. This is it. So I think this last one, because each one you sort of think, well, it can't go any faster. I mean, I just can't do this. It's just too quick. But there
And
we go.
I think it's important to, as you say, we live with it every day because we hear a lot of people that, oh, I have experienced near death experience or they have one event, but and they talk a lot about this one event, but what we are talking about, living with it every day, not having one experience and just talking about it, talking, even though one experience is great, but how can we bring in living as this field, not having out of body experience, because we have had that too, but living in this, seeing through God's eyes every day. So as I have spoken earlier, I'm in a detox and my bone is still kind of in the regenerator, and I take sauna every day, so I really take care of my body even deeper than before. And a lot of just the guides and also Selena said, well, what you have ahead of you, I know, because the guys have said you will it will be like atomic bomb in you, and it's like, okay, so I know that the old life and the new life, and I'm sometimes it's like, okay, I'm a little bit afraid because it is to go in the unknown. And I know that that's why I try to document, as Selena said, I document everything. I try to do it myself also because I've seen if I go back to my life before 2013, it feels like another life, not in this body. It feels like when I connect to my future and past, it's like my life before 2013 feels like that. It was in a past life. And now I know that it will be another leap. So the leap we are invited into, it's radical because it comes through the heart. And we are just a vessel for the cosmic universe, God source, creation. So it is so big. Mm. We don't have words for the bigness of it.
And I think that's why we're having, a little bit of a challenge to describe the difference that this week has made, these perception points where your consciousness moves to a different place, to almost like play with the idea, what if we are the origin of all that is? And it's not playing God. What it's doing is acknowledging that we are. Even now I'm having difficulty describing what that feels like. But as soon as you touch that place, as soon as you know, like I've just aligned myself with it again, and it fills my whole being. It floods around. It floods the room. And then I can feel it going boom all the way out through my community. In the trees around me, and boom. It's a just one tiny grain of thought.
Yeah.
And boom. And it's like, wow.
Well, if I should put words to it, it's like all our body is tingling. I feel that all my body is tingling, and I'm hypersensitive. So it's like feeling everything, and we are conscious about we are in the grace field, we are in the God source field, we are in the original field. So it's like we emanate from this, and then we feel every. It's like so. It feels like my whole body is buzzing. So it's like an electricity going through us.
I feel it especially here.
Yeah, it's, coming here.
And the more you talk about it, the more we're swapping notes about it in this real time. It's coming in. It's coming in.
Yeah.
And I think that is so amazing how powerful our thoughts are.
Yep.
Because all we're doing is shifting our perception point. To somewhere that, an idea, because there are ideas in the brain, they're just ideas. And we're formulating this idea, what if I move my perception to the, and then there it is. So I guess the other side of this coin, if you like, is that we need to be so conscious of what we're thinking.
Yep. Yep.
Because we're so powerful. And when we're in this place, ever more so, because we need to be thinking of the world that we would like. I do believe, though, that you can't think a bad thing here, if you know what I mean.
I agree.
You can't be malevolent. You can't think, right now I'm going to control the world. I'm all powerful. I'm going to control the world. Because it'll just go.
Yeah.
The connection will go, and you'll be left there going, oh, wow. Oh, I wonder what's going on. So I won't say conscience, but there's something associated with it, will only allow the purest of energies to flow, and it will only allow benevolent forces, to originate from this place. I know Selena loves to use the word benevolent because she's come across some malevolent forces in her journeys, and the thing is, we don't want any of that, thank you.
Yeah. So,
but what we do want is this. And I don't think you can touch this place without being in a pure place yourself.
No, I agree. But also what I want to mention is that we talk to a lot of entities and helpers. And yes, they are amazing. But the biggest powerhouse is ourselves as human. So yes, we are guided and we take all the guidings, but it is we that have the biggest power. So even though we can talk to God, Jesus, Buddha, all these gurus or prophetic teaching, the most important powerhouse is we as humans. So we are invited to co-create, but the real power on Mother Earth is we.
Yeah, and that's why, well, the other part of what we've been talking about recently is how all of those different aspects of us, because they are, we've got lives in lots of different places, in lots of different forms, we're experienced, and they're all lined up. I felt them, I think it's one of our calls recently, where we felt them all lining up. Oh, there we go again. I don't have to do that, and I can feel them all lined up, and they're fully supported, aligned with us now. And that's because, like you say, we're the significant part of this equation, if you like. We're the originator. Going back to that word, we're the originator
Here we are.
of this reality, and this goes out into all of theirs as well. So no wonder they're interested, because our fate, as it were, what do we do next, is gonna ripple through the whole of creation. And wow, I mean, sometimes the things we say, you think, well, that's a big thing but that's how it feels. It feels that way. It feels like all this is aligned through us now, and we're the instigators of the next phase of our experience.
And it's like going back to Jesus, he knew that he had had a lot of lives. So he knew that this was a important life, but he was in contact with the future, the past, everything in him. So he was in this field that we are now talking about, intertwining all lives. So we are all invited into it. So it's not like, because earlier religion have taken, well, you have to come to us. No, you just have to open. The more we open, the widely open. So the more we are widely open, the more we are connected to the infinity, the bigness of us.
Yeah, I felt myself doing that on the call yesterday. I was just going, oh yeah, let's have this, let's have some. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's so big. I just sometimes you just think, wow, I haven't got a word to describe it. But then you think, well, I need to try and describe it, even just to myself, because sometimes I think you might have found the same, is that I can do this, I could have a conversation like this, for example, but if we don't record it, or we don't do a summary of it, and let the AI do a summary of it or whatever, if I don't post that into my journal and read it sometime, I completely forget what we've said. We've still got that sort of part of us that doesn't remember what it is that we are, and I think that slowly, that's changing, where we're beginning to remember some of those things in our normal course of events now. But the forgetful part of it is very powerful. So yeah, playing these things back gets you back to the place where you remember being, as it were. It's almost like some of these are like dreams, because they're so out there. There's so much.
Yeah, but it's helpful also to forget, like being a woman when you have deliver a child. It is hard. It is pain. So, because every time a woman deliver a child, it's like you say, "Oh, never again," and then she forget, and then, "Oh, never again." So to forget it also, because we have walked on Mother Earth and it has been hard. So it is also helped us to forget. But now it will be when we are in this kind of state, the inner state we come from, seeing with God's eyes. Well, we don't forget, because we have integrated it now. So even though I meet other people and have met a lot of drama, I don't go into it. So we just radiate, and I just say, watch how this unfold in another way. So we have kind of primed ourselves, if you can put it like that.
I love the idea. I've been playing with the idea of God seeing through my eyes, because I like to move my consciousness to different places, and one of those places, in fairly recently, I've been doing it a little while, was in feeling God here rather than out there, and imagining God looking through my eyes. I have to say, though, this origin thing that I did this week, that's shifted much more of that God that, that where I was inviting God to be look through my eyes, and then it would be a connection, but it would then go and I'd live my life, so there'd be these moments of God presence. But I think this week, I mean, just boom, it's the we're here. That part of us is no longer floating around in an imaginary place. We're connecting directly. It's inside of us, and we can't help but look through God's eyes, because that's who we are. And it's like, whoa. Wow, that's a big one.
My all the ceremony, but it's actually a month ago, the 12th of May, I did a big ceremony, and it was like I really want to see with God's eye even higher. And I was asked, "Are you sure? Are you sure this is heavy? You said no to it earlier." And I said, "Well, now I'm ready." And wow, it was hard also because seeing through God's eyes, you don't only see bliss.
Yeah.
So I saw some things that it was hard, and I cannot share it here, but I know that the time will come. And I wanted to cry because it was what we have chosen, what we have gone through, and all it's like. So I understand that I earlier said, no, I cannot take it. I cannot take it because you have to mature. You have to have circuitry, and you have to be grounded when really seeing through God's eyes. So it has been a process. My process started in 2013, and darkness of the soul. So now I felt ready to really see what starting also in 2015 and 16 and 17, and then I said, no, I cannot take all of this. And then walking through myself, and now said, now bring it on. So it was hard, but so I'm integrating all what I saw that 1 month ago, the 12th of May, because this ceremony was the bigger than all the others. Like, wow. And now the only thing I can say, don't judge anything. It's kind of the core essence. We cannot judge anything because it come back to ourself. And the one who judge is we judge ourself. So we think we judge other and they, but it is kind of us judging ourselves. So it comes back to us.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it's an easy thing to slip into, because it's everywhere.
It is,
And a lot of the news, if you watch the news and the media, it's in there all the time. They're trying to persuade us to project onto another bunch of people, or it's all these people's fault. We need to get rid of them because they're, it's that is the thing that I don't know if it's carrying as much weight as maybe it used to, because the divide and rule has been the thing for as many empires as there've been. I think the method of how to control a mass of people is to divide them, and that, I think that's been a pattern that we've had on this planet for long enough. But it doesn't seem to be as sustainable. It doesn't seem to be as easy to impose, at least, I think, from what we're observing in the news at the moment. And I think that that's because the energy, there's no energy supporting that process anymore. That, this idea of them and us, I think people are sensing that there's actually, that isn't quite right, that we're all part of the same human family. We shouldn't be doing that to another human. That doesn't feel right. And I think there's a more and more of that consciousness is is coming in. And I think partly due to the number of people like you and I who are touching this energy and inviting it into ourselves, that sends a message, a sort of a out through the human consciousness, that here we are. This is an alternative place to be, to experience, to view life from. If you view it from here, doesn't it look different? Couldn't it be much more amenable to actually live in harmony, live at this level of love, to experience love at this frequency? Wow.
I will give an example because I know that a lot of people, but watch the people in Gaza. Look what happened. They are dying and it's extreme and pain and hospital. We have to go see with God's eyes. All of this soul have chosen the area they have incarnated in. I chose Northern Norway. You chose your area. All of us choose the area and we know that it will be hard. It isn't the same as saying we are not supposed to help them, but as souls, we choose to incarnate and we want to help because we come in soul groups. And I have, when I see through God's eyes, like, wow, this soul group of mine is very big. And we have met before in soul groups. So it when we lift the perspective and see through God's eyes that we have chosen the area, we want to help each other. So it is not that they say, okay, then we don't need to do anything because they have chosen the area. No, because now we have the social media and then we actually learn to see in a broader way to God's eyes because we can see all Mother Earth, what is happening on all Mother Earth. And then we can see to God's eyes all this. We are all in this together. So how can we help each other, but not to go into this victim state in Gaza, but to lift it and do it in another way? And that we have to come to the political and the leaders of this earth and to say, well, it is another way. Talk to Putin and talk to and Donald Trump, but they are giving a lot of disturbance so that everything can come up. So we will have new leaders that think radical new that we are. So that new leaders that see with true God's eyes, actually.
And I think like you say, the escalation is the other end of where we are. So I think you explained it in one of your previous conversations, where there's the further into that they go, the lighter that we can become, and that gives us the opportunity to just move into that. But what us moving into that is doing is then allowing those extremes to just disappear, because they know that now that we've moved into this place, there's no room for that kind of behavior, that kind of vibration that's been carried by those people. And they're kind of volunteers too, I guess. If you look at them as wow, how brave to be that extremely bad. You've incarnated to show us what bad it can be. What a brave soul, because you know what's going to happen to you. You're gonna trip over, and there'll be a not a very nice fate for you potentially. Well, I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but you know what I mean. It's the actual unfoldment of that being, that soul knew that there was going that's their path, and they're playing it out. I mean, if you look at it, the actors in that play are doing a grand job. But it's going to unfold. I don't sense that any of that, extreme as it is going to influence the outcome of our world. The future world as it unfolds is going to be much more integrated, much more all encompassing. Everyone is going to be treated in the same way. We're going to all experience this wonderful love for ourselves and the planet. That's not a dream. That's actually unfolding. And I believe that's our end state. And I don't even think it's that far away. I despite outward appearances, I think we're much closer to that tipping point than a lot of people may think.
Yeah. I want to say something when you talk about this enemy. And I have met a lot of enemy, and one of them was kind of more, it brought me to my deepest, really to the deepest. And I've written about it in this Health Bible because all my enemies, and it has been leaders at work and in school and yeah, in life. And also I met the mafia. Three years the mafia kind of followed me and threatened the family. So it was, I didn't, living in Norway, my perception was that we don't have mafia in Norway. But so
Right.
when I was introduced to mafia in 2013 to 2016, these 3 years, it was, I was so afraid, and I was really afraid. I was just afraid, so I didn't dare to use my power. And I started to use my power in 2016, and then I want to take them. And people said, "Do you think you can take mafia? Are you crazy?" But anyhow, what I wanted to say, mafia, that was one of the hardest, actually helped me to become what I am, seeing through God's eyes, because they pushed me so far down. I was so afraid, and I was so in the victimhood, and I was, yeah, everything I experienced, I cried and everything, it wasn't pretty. And in the midst of it, my son commits suicide, and then they didn't care about he taking suicide. 2 days after, they started again. It's like, are you crazy? They was. But anyhow, I wanted to say that the enemies of us, they can actually be the helpers to really, if we stand in our powers and no, we can really grow from it, because I have met so much hardness, and that is actually what had helped me. It is kind of, if I didn't have all this struggle, all this pain, a lot of pain, I couldn't evolve so much into the light and really now seeing through God's eyes. So it is like all the pain and all the struggle, it is an invitation to be, see and live as God, creator, seeing through God's eyes. So the enemy, as you said, Donald Trump and all this is an invitation for all of us to the next step, evolution, next step, divinity.
And see them as when you see them from this place, you also see their God self, their connection to their divine, because everyone has that.
Yes,
And
yes.
when you see that, then you know that that's their script, as it were, that they're doing such a good job at the role that they volunteered for. I'll go in and create havoc. Oh, okay. You know, because that, so you've got to be a particularly courageous soul to do that, I think, because you're gonna get lots of people aiming hate at you, and it's gonna be quite a struggle. So I think if we view them differently, if we view everything from this place, like you say, we're not saying, oh, ignore it, because it's not to be ignored. It's there to be noticed. It's there to be thought about. Well, hang on a minute. Do I agree with this? Is this the way that I want to live my life? Do I want to see others living their lives like this? And so, the Gaza thing was a good example. You can't have people being annihilated in that way. No matter what religious background or whatever the reason they're using, they're annihilating a whole race of people. That's not right. And yet, how can anyone think it's right? So recently, I've written to our parliament, because we're still supplying arms. Our country is still supplying arms. So you say, well, we don't want you to do that on our behalf. Thank you. We'd like you to stop. But I think the simple things, you can still take action that, but it's in alignment with this truth, the way you're coming from is in a totally different place. It's not a political statement. It's just literally saying, please stop treating other humans like this. It's not right.
I want to say something what I saw a month ago. One of this mafia that really is, we see it as bad because mafia have done so much. So it was kind of a contrast life. You're doing a lot of hard things because you are, I don't want to go into the detail. But one of these hardest lessons, pushing me and my husband and all the family into it, one of these mafia will incarnate again as our grandchild.
Oh, really?
So that's what I wanted to say. Okay, will I say it? Yes. So I saw the contrast life. It's like, wow, because we judge it. When we were in it, I hated them, all the mafia and all what they did. They ruined our life because they did. And I moved out of the house and I said, please God, let me die. I wanted to die. I said, I cannot take this anymore. It is so painful. Everything, I don't understand anything. And I hate the mafia. They are ruining our life and everything. And then I was shown that, well, one of these bad guys will turn up as our light grandchild and all the light it carries because it have had this contrast life. So that's why I say never judge. So, and I felt all the love because it was, I have cried so much. And I met this grandchild in the beginning of 2020, but then I didn't know that it was the mafia life. So it was kind of, I see more and more and more. And then, wow, are you ready for this? So my hardest enemy, kind of what really put me into so much pain, will come into my life as a beautiful child that brings so much light. So that's what I say, never judge.
Yeah, well, and that turns it full circle, doesn't it? Yeah, and we can't imagine what is gonna happen next, but we just feel the despite all that, all of that conversation, that the journey has led us to this point, the our different journeys, and what is interesting is the way that you'll have described your journey, I'll have described mine. They're totally different, coming from different places, you would think. But in there's this part of us that we already knew one another from previous lives, or and we recognized one another immediately when we saw, when we were on a call. And it was like, I need to talk to you. And we both felt the same. I need to talk to that person. Now, there's something. A conversation we need to be having, and I think also that's happening more and more. More and more people are meeting their tribe, as it were. They're meeting their soul brothers and sisters, and having these conversations. And that is in itself bringing more of this energy to the planet. It's happening, rapid, really, really fast now. So I think. Looking at again, the people say, well, there's got to be chaos before this, wonderful turnout of heaven on earth. I just every now and again pop in the idea that what if we could just turn it out without all the chaos? What if it would? We're creators. We've just touched this place where we're creators, where we are actually creating this. So what if? There has to be chaos is an idea that we are supporting in our flow of consciousness. And what if we stop supporting the idea that there has to be chaos and unfold this miraculously, smoothly, easily? Why don't we do that as creators? So, that's kind of a passing thought. It's, you know, it, we're I think we're to question every thought that we've got. And see where it came from. Was that part of a previous model that we have been persuaded worked? This is how life works. Oh, maybe, or maybe this is how life works. And we've got the option. I think we've got the opportunity to radically change the way that we believe creation works, because we are creation.
God within. We are God within.
Absolutely.
Divine design. So it's like,
Absolutely.
yeah, I made this. It's like, and even though I made it, it was kind of, yeah, it resonated, and now it's like it really, yeah, and it's resonated more and
Yeah.
more and more and more, and if you see, it's in a circle. We are in the circle. We are God within, kind of, shh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love the way that happens because we've spoken about my the oh no wrong way my logo and stuff and the fact that I'd written Celestial Alchemy and put a website up in 2022 without actually knowing I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with this. When suddenly that what I'm going to do with it is happening now.
Yeah.
It's sort of like you first of all you need to launch it, which we're kind of doing with these podcasts. But also the actual word alchemy, I was a bit hesitant. I was thinking alchemy. That's well, and celestial, really. I mean, they're both together. What you're saying, you're this flow of godlike sort of thing, and that was quite a big step back then. But it feels natural now. It feels like that's the right time, and then. Our friend Solaris comes up with this global alliance of alchemists, and you think, yeah, there we are. That's that word again.
Yeah.
And I think that's how we play with this now. I think we it's got to be a light-hearted, enjoyable, loving relationship we're developing with ourselves and with others in this place. It's an enjoying. We're enjoying playing in this new energy, and I think we have tried to avoid taking ourselves too seriously in this. It's a wonderful place to be.
It is. Be
Without doubt.
more childlike. Jesus also said that be more like a child, but you have responsibility, but being more like a child. I'm dancing, I'm singing, and I was like, I was at the graveyard 2 days ago and putting flower on my son's grave, and I was singing, yes. And then people were around, and then one came next to me and said, "Hey, hello, Aunt Peggy. I haven't spoke to her for 10 years almost." And she said, "Were you singing to your son?" I said, "No, I'm singing to myself." Of course, you can. It's like I'm singing to my son in the grave. It's like, well, because I'm singing all the time almost now, because it is like I'm happy. So I was at the graveyard with my, and it's 10 years since he passed. So, but I was there singing, and it's like, oh, you are singing for your son. No, I'm singing for myself. I'm singing for life. I'm singing for everyone, kind of. So it's like, yeah, because I don't need to go to the graveyard because he's reborn. And I thought, okay, I cannot say it to this person. It's like it has no meaning to put it like I said something about, well, I don't need to come to the graveyard, but I do it because I want it to look nice, and but I'm connected to my son every day, and I am, in the new form I will meet him as a teenager. So yeah, I sing. So sing, be like a child, and be having fun time. And what I have decided now more and more, I said to my friends, well, I need more fun time, because I can have fun by myself, but I love having fun with my friends and my family and my colleagues. So then the fun get ripples even more. So yes, what you said, this is a time to have fun and to just know that we are God's source, original creators, creating heaven on earth.
Exactly. And it's coming through similar, wrong land again. It's coming through similar to this.
Yeah, boom. Yeah, that's like the atomic bomb. Yeah, so you have this atomic bomb, as it was shown me so many years ago. You will be an atomic bomb, like with a light. So, and we are all invited in to be atomic bomb with light, living as a God source creator, seeing through God's eyes and see the interconnectedness. And if we like, yeah, I have described, if you are mafia or doing, maybe we need to have a contrast life because we have signed up for such an amazing heaven on earth life. I have had a lot of contrast life. I have been soldier for so many lifetimes, and it's, oh yeah, it was, yeah, going in the dark, really go living and being in the dark. But that epoch is over. We are invited into a new cycle of creating heaven on earth. So
That's it. Yeah, magic.
Wow. This is Friday the 13th, and it is an amazing day. I know that everything just will
Well,
woohoo.
yeah.
So, and thank you so much, Colleen, that said, okay, I am available tomorrow. Are you? And I said, yes. And then we brought this in.
Yeah. I think that's how it's been this week. It's just totally magical. Every meeting or conversation is just built on the last one. That I think that's how it's gonna it except like we said, it's accelerating. And all we need to do, like you said before, is just say yes, I'm here. I'll help. I'll do that.
Raise our hand to say, I go, I do it, and starting, if you are a new beginner, yeah, it will be pain in the beginning because I went through a lot of pain, and it is kind of a detox. So we have, if you see it as a detox, because we carry so much weight from our ancestor and past life, and we. So, but it is worth it because when we come through it and see with God's eyes, we can create whatever we want. We create the dream life.
It's true.
And connect with, I see you as my brother, all of our brothers and sisters, but someone you like to connect more with than others.
Like I say, I think this is our, we're soul team.
Yeah, we're soul team.
We're discovering how those teams have go so far, so many lives, so many different places, but we're from the same spark of the divine pulse or whatever you'd like to call that. We're from that same place. And we recognize that, and it's not. I think the energy. It's difficult to actually underplay how energy flows when you speak it. And so when we've been having these conversations, and we say something about we're connecting to this new place, we both light up at the same time. Whichever one of us is speaking, both of us go. Elevate and we feel ourselves vibrating at a different level, and that's how powerful this is. It's a miracle. It really is. And
Yeah, we are activating each other. It's like we are mirror, and then the mirror effect between us, like exponential. It's like wow.
and that's happening. The more we talk, but it's also. With when you're speaking with others, it's happening because you sense it in them as well, and the openings are mutual. There's always two, so when there's two people talking, there's two points of opening going on, and then boom, they join and you both benefit. And I think that's the way the new energy, the new the way the divine wants to express. It's not just through one person. It wants to express through the whole of humanity in that way. It feels totally connected. We don't feel separated, which is why when we were talking about other people, they're not other people. They're
No.
just us in other bodies. When we kind of get to that point, it does sound a bit odd, because obviously we aren't in,
Yeah,
we
but
are,
when you say
but
that,
we are.
yeah, but when you say that, I'm reminded about some of the all the people I connect with. I know some of them, they really want to be a victim. And we invite them in, but they said they want to, they have so much pain and they just want to be in this pain. And we have opened so much, and now they have started to kind of, yeah, they don't try so much to be in our surrounding because they really have chosen to be victim. It looks like forever, but maybe they will have a spark. And but I see that someone really want to be a victim, but at then the separation between us kind of because we the free will is important. Do we want to stay in the victimhood or do we want to come into this bigness? More and more come into it, but I see that some they identify so much with the victimhood extremely, and I have tried for 20, 30 years for some of them, but they are still in the victimhood, and it's like okay, I try And then when if you meet them, it's like, oh, all the pain and all the hospital, every time. It's like, okay. They created themselves and yeah. But it is another way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's like you say, the contrasts are with us all the time. I mean, as you know, my wife's an invalid, and you know, she's oh, I don't like the word invalid actually, because it's in English it's invalid, and that's not nice. But anyway, she's in a wheelchair, and she, you know, I'm having to ply her with the drugs that she's been issued. And you know, generally we're in the medical profession's envelope of belief, if you like, that this pill will make you better because blah blah blah. And none of that I believe. I've absolutely, you know, I've there might be one or two of them that are helping sleep or, you know, something there, but I'm it's not me, but it's hers. And over the years, I've just learned to acknowledge and accept that that's hers. So that, because I don't know about you, but when I first started doing this stuff, I had this drive to convert everybody in the universe.
We in the beginning we want it.
It's like, but don't you know this? You know, this is so, what, how can you not? And they go, look, just shut up. Go away, you're annoying us. And it's sort of like, oh, I guess you don't know what you're missing. And but I think slowly I'm sort of coming to the point where actually that's their choice, like you just said. It's a choice point. And if I'm beaming this much light all the time, and the person next to me has made a choice not to receive it, that's it. It just doesn't have a it has no impact. Might have a slight impact here and there, but n not like the transformational potential that's there. You know, so it's all, like I say, it's all about choice. If you stick your hand up and say yes, please, then hold on, because this is a big, this is the change of all changes. This is the
That's
and
what
you
we
know,
signed up for.
it's fabulous. You know, it really is superb. Anyway, better go. Look,
So I will say thank you, Colin, for lining up. Even though we hadn't planned this, this is what life is. We don't need to plan. We didn't have planned to do a podcast. We just wanted to line up and talk what has happened this last week. And I said we have to record it. So it became a podcast. And this is kind of the symbol of life. Just flow with this the divine flow.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Anne Peggy Devine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.